Hello and welcome again to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday the 28th of October 2008 and the title of this podcast is Spider-Man Tonight. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Spider-Man Tonight. Advanced. One of the ways in which my family and I relax during the evening is watching movies. It is more an occasional treat than a daily activity. Life in a big family is very busy, and often there is little time to sit down, let alone to watch a film. But when we do, we love to snuggle up together after a good meal and watch something exciting or inspiring. Spider-Man is one of our favorites. Of course, it's fantasy, but why not? My second oldest boy used to be a fanatic. He had the costumes, the Legos, and of course the comics. For Halloween he was Spider-Man. For one of his birthdays the theme was, well, you guessed it, that same hero. He even practiced the Spider-Man moves. It is incredibly cute to see a little boy of 6 or 7 try to whip around the house like the man in red. We recently watched the latest addition to the Spider-Man saga. The mind boggles at the new bad guys, with all their different physical characteristics, powers, and reasons for being evil. At the conclusion of the movie, the children will jump around, happy and relieved that the baddies got what they deserved, and that justice triumphs. Even for adults, it's an easy way to feel empowered to improve the state of the world. Beginners. Do you enjoy watching movies? We do in our family. My children like adventure movies, while my husband and I prefer drama or historical movies. As winter gets nearer and the days get shorter, we enjoy watching films together. There is a growing collection of DVDs in a cupboard in the lounge. Some of our favorite ones are Star Wars, Ace Ventura, and Spider-Man. Spider-Man is so cool, Mum, says one of my boys. And yes, I agree. He is really cool. He is very powerful and can do many things that we can't. It's not surprising that lots of children want to be him. Now that we are preparing for Halloween, you can see in the shops many, many costumes for being Spider-Man on that special night. That's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.